So I think, like I said, in Tynwald before Christmas, the plan is to get out of there within the next month or two, actually, to make sure that the facility can be made ready for TT. You're right, though. The question now is actually how much of a PCR testing centre are we going to need, because our system has changed now to require PCRs in much less numbers of circumstances. You'll have seen the UK making changes to their PCR testing as well, and obviously that will now have a knock-on effect. Will the council ministers on the island decide to mirror those changes or not? I haven't yet had that conversation, but I expect coming. And so really, it's a bigger question now, really, not just around where do you put it, but actually if our throughput is going to be so much lower, do we still need a drive-through centre? Do we still need the number of staff we're using up there? All these questions, I think, need to be answered. But I think from my perspective, at least, we're going to need some form of PCR testing for the foreseeable future, even if it's just to enable people to travel internationally. So all these questions are being asked. All this work has been done at the moment. But the intention very much is still to be able to hand over the grandstand back to the TT team as soon as we can.